7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. The Great Galesburg Shake returning once again. It's such a really, really cool event that really it's an educational thing for students starting in grade school all the way up through high school. It is a contest, but every student that participates is able to learn some great life skills. And here to talk more about this year's event, the head honcho. How many years is this now? Is this the fourth? No.
This is the fifth.
Fifth, okay.
We don't have a head honcho.
Okay.
We're one large group.
You get designated as the spokesperson, though. Jody McNally with us. Also, Cindy Barshinger. Cindy, good morning. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for coming in with us. Also, last year's winner of the Great Galesburg Shake, Jakara Kelly. Jakara, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. All right. So let's start, Jody. Fifth year of the Great Galesburg Shake. Let's talk about the history of it at first, how this got started and organized.
Okay, so in 2014, a bunch of us from 205 went down and visited the Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta and started to learn about their methods for just keeping kids engaged and encouraging them to, really work to their full potential and be go-getters. And so we learned about their amazing shake and just decided that it was something we thought we'd give it a try and see how it went. And so it started off in 15, was kind of small. We thought it was a really, really big one then, but we started off then, and it's just kind of grown and evolved every year since. So,
well, I guess what it's about is teaching kids skills they're going to need in life, whether it's, mm-hmm. It could be starting in high school or beyond when they're interviewing for a job or sitting in front of college admissions people, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's really, and a lot of us joke about, it's stuff that we wish we would have practiced
absolutely,
earlier.
Yeah.
Looking people in the eye when you speak to them, handshakes, just having poise and confidence when you approach people and really using the skills that we all have. We just don't really practice as much as we should. I know the adults on the committee have always said that it's made us better. Better at those skills. So, yeah.
And I guess at a certain point for all of us, we kind of learned that. But, mm-hmm. Some kids, some parents, you don't know that. You don't necessarily learn. So it's great that kids are learning early. See, that's why we're in radio. We don't have to look people in the eye. Nobody sees us. Well, Cindy, talk about how you got involved. Of course, you teach at Bright Futures. And talk about your involvement in the Great Galesburg Shake.
Well, I was one of the teachers that went down to the Ron Clark Academy, and although I work with preschoolers who are not eligible for the shake, I do believe that the foundation for soft skills starts in that 3 to 5 year old range. And so I just think it's really important for me to be aware of what's happening with our older students because we lay the foundation for it.
Mine. We've done this before. It's joking, but we'll come up and we'll shake hands and how you doing? Glad to meet you. It's kind of a fun thing, actually. It's interesting to have a 4-year-old doing that. but yeah, just skills that that are going to take you through your life. Okay, Jakara, how many years did you participate before winning the event last year?
Last year was my first year.
It was your first year, really?
Yeah, so I went to Costa from preschool to 8th grade, and it's not offered to the kids mm-hmm. at Costa because it's a 205 thing. So I was a freshman last year, so my swim coach is actually, very involved with it. I don't know if he's on the committee or what. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on the committee. So he kind of mentioned it once and, made a joke, and then I showed up.
Well, talk about your experience going through it last year, and were there things you kind of knew, or did you kind of learn a lot going through the whole process?
I didn't really know much about it when I first started. I kind of just showed up for, the prelims, and then I had, they had meetings during advocacy in Miss Aiton's room, and you were given all these things you needed to know. And I remember one of my really good friends was also doing it. Actually, a couple of my good friends were doing it, and I kind of looked at them, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this or what I can do. I was very doubting myself, and one of my friends was like, no, just do it. It's just for fun. You get out of class, which is terrible. But so we all went, and both of them actually made it decently far. So it was fun to have with, my friends. Yeah, but I didn't really know much about it in general.
So what did you kind of take away from it? Did you learn some skills that you're going to be able to use and going to have to use as you get a little bit older?
Yeah, I realized afterwards, not like during, I felt like it was just so fast. I didn't really understand what was going on. But afterwards, I realized like I had never talked to a lot of people that I had talked to during the shake. And like I'm only a sophomore, but soon it's going to be like college admissions and college interviews. And then like after I won the shake, I actually had my first job interview. So that was really crazy, like thinking like, oh, I have to like use all the stuff in my real life now. But I think it really does help like talking to adults and presenting yourself in a way that doesn't make you look like a child, like you're older.
Well, and that's the thing. I think sometimes talking to adults that are in positions of power can be intimidating anyway. And then add it being the pressure of a job interview on top of it or college admissions or whatever, that it's great to have those, to know that you kind of make yourself more equal, I guess, in that respect.
Yeah, like after like doing the shake, I knew I was capable of things that like I had never even thought about. Like you never think about like, oh, looking someone in the eyes. Like my parents had always kind of like been like, you need to look at looks in the eyes of someone who you're talking to and like shake their hand and be polite and all those things. But I was kind of just like, that's common courtesy. But I didn't realize that was like a professional thing that people actually have problems like learning how to do.
Jakara Kelly, last year's Great Galesburg Shake winner. The next event is coming up next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. First round gets underway Tuesday morning. All right, Jody, let's kind of talk about the format this year. Are we doing similar things in judging early and the second round? Or is it changed up a little bit?
We are doing similar things, but mm-hmm. we do have a few changes happening. Rounds 1 through 3 are all going to take place on Tuesday. So we'll start in the morning with the top 120 from the district in grades 4 through 12. And then they'll participate in round 1 similar to last year. Round 2 will actually, we've always dropped down to 24 in round 2. This year we're hoping to kind of give more kids the experience if we can. So we're actually dropping down to 40 in round 2. So it'll be a bigger number that moves on. And then round 3 will take us down to our top 12. At the end of round 3, we'll have our top 8. And mm-hmm. In the past, we've always gone on a mystery trip. And we are doing that this year as well, except this year we're actually taking 8 kids instead of 5. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're trying to give as many kids as much experience as we can. So rounds 4 and 5 will take place on that mystery trip. In the past, we've always then come back the next night and, you know, announced who the winner is. In an attempt to kind of thank the community and just make sure that we're keeping, you know, this wouldn't have happened without Galesburg, the community and the district. So we're actually holding round 6 here in town this year instead of just announcing the winner. So on Monday, May 20th, at the Orpheum Theater, round 6 will actually take place live there. So the public can come and see round 6 happening and see who the winner is right there on stage.
So you get a chance to see, if you're not one of the judges or see this, to see the skills of some of these kids mm-hmm. that are participating. It's such a cool thing. And starting, like you said, fourth grade on up. So is it, Cindy, each classroom, where will the teachers judge for their kids in the classroom, and then they'll move on? And how, like, is it a number from a school? Is it a number of kids from, like, each classroom that participate?
Each school does their own thing.
Okay.
So they have gotten the students that they'll be sending to round 1. So each school is in charge of doing that.
How do you come up with the, I guess, the contest, the things that kids have gotten? And I know some of them are the same year to year, but you change them up a little bit. How do you come up with these? Are part of them from what you saw at the Ron Clark Academy and the things that were done there, or just you come up with some of your own ideas as well as a group?
Well, it's a combination. Mm-hmm. We have a committee that meets, and from the various experiences that people have had, we come together and look at the community and then try to think of what can we do to challenge our children. We want to raise the bar for them, and that's important to us too.
I got to ask you, Gakar, as you were going through the contest last year, was it kind of intimidating, whether it was, you know, some of the teachers or some of the people, community members that you're kind of meeting and talking to? I'm guessing there were some you didn't really know who they were, anything about them, but was it kind of intimidating going through it while you were kind of learning this stuff?
Yeah, like, I actually didn't feel, like, stressed until, I'd say, round 5 when we were in New York, when we went to American Express. I think that's when I really realized, like, how far I was and how, like, intimidated I was, because the other people, like the other girls who were on the trip, were very good at what they do. I do remember, like, looking at one of the other, like, Final Five girls. Her name's Natalie, and I was like, they're just, I don't know, like, what is going on. I remember I was, like, freaking out at, like, the luncheon we had. But then after round five, when we went to round six, I felt better, because I felt like, well, if you can get through that, like, I knew what I was doing. Plus, I was so excited to be at Viacom, so.
Jakara, last year's winner of the Great Galesburg Shake. You know what's so interesting? I know you don't reveal to us. It's a surprise to everybody, mm-hmm. except for a few people, the trip that's all planned that the students go on. I sit here and think, man, how do you top what you did last year? I say that every year we talk to you. It's like, how do you top it? But I'm sure you've got those plans made, and you find a way to do it.
Yeah, you know, we always, I think a couple of years ago, we decided that we had to stop looking at it as, because we always said that, how will we ever top this? And that's always our conversation that day after the last one. You know, we all usually like go eat tacos or something and sit around and exhausted and excited. And I think that we just, one of our biggest things is we're trying our best to get as much exposure for Galesburg, which really, you know, this is a great way to expose our kids to, outside of Galesburg and just to the community here. But it's also a way for Galesburg to be on the map and for people to say, wow, look at these kids coming out of this contest, and how do they know these things? So we're trying. We learned last year when we reached out to John Simpkins, who works for American Express, who was a Galesburg grad. And that was the first time, I think, that we'd had an out-of-town round that had a Galesburg graduate involved. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like an aha moment for us. We were like, wow, we need to try to do this more. So we have been trying to reach out to people in other cities who are past Galesburg graduates, who are successful and doing things that are innovative and are willing to kind of share the love with us and host us. So I think it'll be a great year. Like I said, it's going to be different. It's hard. We've always kind of been in this pattern of what the rounds are, and so even for us it's like changing up a little bit, but it'll be exciting. I can promise you that.
Well, I'm sure there's other districts that have kind of heard about what you're doing and the success of the program. Are you hearing as an organization from maybe different districts interested in what you're doing, kind of asking questions about it and interested in doing it themselves?
Yes, definitely. There's been people of contact. I think mostly Jody probably has taken those.
So doesn't that make
calls,
you the head honcho?
No. Okay. I tend to talk with staff of much younger children. And mm-hmm. so, but I think, yes, definitely. And you could probably comment a little bit more about that.
Well, and actually the Great Galesburg Shake was mentioned in a book by Adam DeVico, who was a teacher at the Ron Clark Academy. He wrote about the Great Galesburg Shake in his first book. And we've had two different districts reach out to us who they had actually contacted the Ron Clark Academy about starting their own shake. And the Ron Clark Academy actually sent them to us and said, here are some people that you should talk to, which was like the greatest honor of our lives to have Ron Clark say, hey, ask the Great Galesburg Shake Committee how to do it. So that's definitely one of our proudest moments, I think. So we have had local districts around here say, like, can you please expand? And that would be awesome, but that would be like a full-time job. So until that's like a thing that could happen, we're kind of just going to stick to Galesburg, but we're happy to, you know, offer advice to anybody who would want to do it at their school, because it's an awesome experience.
Well, and having, again, individually got to experience being a judge a couple of years ago, it's so great to see. And you know, there were kids there from that were fourth and fifth grade that was just amazing. And I think the future bodes well with kids coming through District 205, and maybe between with the Great Galesburg Shake, the Solutions Program, so many great things going on that we're seeing some really great kids come through this district.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, the event gets underway on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, and this will be at the field house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be rounds 1, 2, and 3 that happen Tuesday.
Correct.
And then 4, 5.
will happen through the rest of that through the rest of next week, and then six will be on Monday the 20th.
Yep, and then that'll be at the Orpheum Theater, the finale, and the kids will already have been on their trip by then. So again, it's a great thing for Galesburg. I really enjoyed the Great Galesburg Shake. Jody McNally, thank you so much for what you're doing for the kids in the district. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I have an awesome group of friends and colleagues, and you know, our district supports us, so it's a highlight of my year, that's for sure.
Cindy Barshinger as well. I know you start them off with the preschools. I've been in the class before. Cindy, you're an angel.
She's
I've
amazing.
Said this before. I don't know how you do it. It's amazing, but thank you so much. And being involved in the Great Galesburg Shake as well.
Thank you for having us.
And Jakar, again, congratulations for what you did last year. Best of luck in the future. And cheer these. Do you get to participate again since you won already?
No.
Oh, okay, I didn't think you're too good already. It's no
right.
fair.
But. I'm super jealous. Yeah. I really want to do it again.
But it speaks to her character that she contacted us and said, you know, I'm bummed that I can't participate, but please tell me if there's anything I can do to help or, you know, to reach out to me. And so we're definitely going to take advantage of that. She might regret saying that.
But. All right. Well, congratulations again, Jakari. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.